Here, press statement by presidential candidate Seth Kikuni, KAIS, the Congolese opposition, believes that the elections should only be rerun. He says after investigating detailed report of the results by central electoral bodies, observation missions, journalists and civil society, the polls do not have any credibility. He says the opposition is calling for the immediate cancellation of the chaotic elections marred by what he calls massive fraud, as documented by all stakeholders. This statement comes as the Independent National Electoral Commission is in the process of publishing the partial results of the presidential vote. Nehemiah Bayoue, a member of the Union Sacrée de la Nation, the President Tshisekedi's political party, says the opposition should simply have boycotted the entire process. He says if the Congolese political opposition had really thought the elections would not be transparent, then they should not have withdrawn from the competition. He says that not long ago they declared that they were going to win the elections, but today they start calling for the cancellation of the polls. He says only because they are losing, and that is cowardly. According to socio-political analyst Patrice Sheria, the opposition is right to contest the results given by CENI in full respect of the law. He says the post-electoral period always poses problems in the country because there are very often protests against the results proclaimed by the Electoral Commission. It is normal and legal for a candidate who feels cheated to contest, but only before justice, and they should not take action that would set the country on fire. The announcement of the partial results has started, and 1,876,877 voters have already been counted in over 40 electoral districts. So far, Felix Antoine Tshisekedi leads with 1,527,618 voters, or 81.40% of the total. His closest competitor is Moise Katumbi with 284,952 voters, or 15.20%. For VOA Africa, I'm Zanim Netizaidi in Goma, Democratic Republic of the Congo.